You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff is focusing on peace as a fruit of the Spirit. Today, we'll explore how the peace of God transcends human understanding and sustains us in life's trials. Our key verse for today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Over these past few weeks, we have explored peace as a fruit of the Spirit, its source in God, and its application in our relationships. Today, we are turning our focus to a powerful truth. The peace of God transcends understanding and sustains us in the midst of life's challenges. Our key verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and it reminds us that God's peace is not something we can fully explain or comprehend. It's a supernatural gift that guards our hearts and minds, enabling us to stand firm in faith no matter what we face. To truly understand this, we must recognize that the peace of God is not just a feeling, but a divine assurance that secures us even when circumstances are uncertain. Now, the peace of God is not like the peace the world offers. Worldly peace is fragile, it's temporary, often dependent on external circumstances like security, success, or relationships. When those things are shaken, worldly peace crumbles. God's peace, however, is unshakable because it flows from His character. It is not rooted in what's happening around us, but in who He is. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 promises, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you." This peace surpasses understanding because it doesn't depend on human logic or solutions. It is entirely supernatural. This ties into Jesus' words in John chapter 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." Notice that Jesus doesn't say we might have tribulation. He says we will have it. Yet he also assures us that we can have peace in him because he has already secured the victory. Now, when we look at Paul's words in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, it paints a vivid picture of peace, acting as a guard over our hearts and minds. The Greek word here for guard is phoreo, a military term that evokes the image of a soldier standing watch, protecting a city from threat of invasion. That's the role God's peace plays in our lives. It doesn't just soothe, it defends. So how does peace guard our hearts? Well, the heart is the seat of our emotions and desires. When we face trials, our emotions can easily spiral into fear, anxiety, or despair. But God's peace, phroreos, stands guard, keeping our hearts anchored in His love and truth. How does it guard our minds? The mind is where worry and doubt often take root. When we dwell on worst-case scenarios or try to solve everything on our own, we lose our peace. But God's peace protects our minds, helping us focus on His promises instead of our problems. God's peace doesn't mean we won't face difficulties. It means we can face them with confidence, knowing that He is with us. Here are some biblical examples of individuals who experienced peace during trials. So the first one is Jesus in the storm. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, Jesus calmed a raging storm while his disciples panicked. Even before he spoke to the wind and waves, Jesus demonstrated perfect peace by sleeping in the boat. His trust in the Father's sovereignty allowed him to rest even in chaos. The second example is Paul and Silas in prison. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, Paul and Silas sang hymns and prayed while chained in prison. Their peace wasn't based on their circumstances, but on their faith in God's plan. Their worship not only sustained them, but also impacted others, leading to the salvation of the jailer and his family. The third example is Daniel in the lion's den. In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel faced the threat of death for his faith, yet he remained at peace, trusting God to deliver him. His faith and calmness in the face of danger glorified God and influenced a pagan king to acknowledge his power. While God's peace is a gift, there are practical steps that we can take to open our hearts and minds to receive it. The first one is pray about everything. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 urges us to bring all our worries and requests to God in prayer. When we release our burdens to Him, He replaces them with His peace. The second is focus on God's promises. Meditate on scriptures that remind you of God's faithfulness. Verses like Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, or Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28. They can anchor our hearts in His truth. The last one is practice gratitude. Gratitude shifts our focus from our problems to God's blessings. When we thank God, even in difficult times, we open the door for His peace to fill our hearts. So here are three reflection questions for you today. Number one is, what areas of your life feel most chaotic or uncertain right now? How can you invite God's peace into those situations? Number two, how do you see God's peace guarding your heart and mind in your daily life? And number three, are there opportunities for you to share the peace of God with others this week? Now, the peace of God truly surpasses all understanding. It guards our hearts and our minds, sustains us in trials, and serves as a powerful witness to His faithfulness. And as we trust Him, pray about everything, and rely on the Holy Spirit, we can experience a peace that is unshakable and life-changing. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.